Yes, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Hanok.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem. How's cleaning doing?
It's never easy to clean me. I have much more good to do, more than the 7 days we have left.
Oh, well, I still have to go for the hardest part, that is the kitchen. I'll be done.
Baruch Hashem. You know what the kitchen represents.
A lot of hummus. I don't know. Yeah, what else?
Well, the kitchen is the heart of the home.
Oh, there you go. Okay. That makes me a little more encouraged to do it. Thank you for the help.
Oh,
my goodness. Baruch Hashem.
Let's start with the Ana B'Koach, and hopefully others will join us.
Okay.
Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Selura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha sagvenu taharenu no ra kufreshayan sintet nun na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevava sham rem lungimodalid yud kapshin Barhen tacharem rakame sitkatcha tamid gam leim betet resh saditach gimel chasim kadosh berov tucha nael adatach het kuf bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geer Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav We have brought the energy of creation into this space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. And we will do so utilizing the tool of the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rahum Vechanun Erech Apaim Viral Chesed Vemet Notzer Chesed Lalavim Noseaon Lafesha Vechata Vinake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty. We will do so by connecting to the Sulam commentary on the Zohar by Rabbi Ashlag in Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. And we will start with the Lashon Yichud. One second. Shami Hud Hud Shabri Hu Ishkin Te Bid Hilu Urhimu 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 Leachta Leshem Yodhe Bovate Beyehuda Shalim Beshem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah La Hino Amadonai Eloheinu Alein Maaseya Deno Kurene Alein Maaseya Deno Kurenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Tar Tanenan Dekudsha Berichu Koma Deaved Leila Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Beovada Dikshot Veleilach Mila Bealma Divaye Barnash Vedach Yaleya Bineya Ulan Haga Peyakalana Dehakulhu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Isterich Bialma. The energy of the year 5778. There are two verses that connect to this energy, which is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. The first verse of these two that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon Vayidchal Vayavo HaMelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El HaMelech Tavo Natamar Achoti Utlabev Le'ene Shete Levivot Vievre Miada. The second verse comes from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. This verse has concealed within it the name Tachshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati Odiacha Wawoni Lokisiti Amarti Ode Ale Peshai Ladonai Yohe Wahe Weata Nasata Awon Chatati Sela. The year 5777. As the year of the goat, the year of the wake up. The first of the two verses that connect to this energy is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. This is the verse we will study now. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai shinam. When we take the first letters, we're able to create satskiyak, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, the last letters, we have dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of the pause that refreshes. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehashit Et kol ha'olot v'yechasum acheichem ha'levin ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levin yishrei levav lehitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo Alame, Hehehe, Aka'a, Rekaha. The second verse connecting to this energy is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu Adonai Yohewahe Ade Ad Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Surolami. The year 5775 has three verses that connect to its energy of swallowing death forever. The first verse we study is from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next we have 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Call Hamachavuiyam, Asher Yitchabei Sham Mushaltem Eli El Nafu, Wehalakti Ichem Wechayai Yeshna, Baretz Vechipasti, O Tov Bekol Alfei Yehuda. The third comes from chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. The verse 57, the year 5774, has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse in all of the Tanakh with that energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leamil Israel untati vishakan tachtal velo yergaz od velo yosifu vene avla laanoto ka asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the energy of the 72 names of God. We do this by saying the name of the letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shilalahe aka aka heta hezayo alada. La awa he he ya Yo za la me be hey hey re yo hey ko me la a wa ka la yo la wa wa pe hey la nu la ha yo 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 me la hey 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 wa nu ta hey hey a a yo re ta shi a hey re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he, ko wa ko, ka wa ko me nu da, anu yo he a me, re he a yo yo za, he 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la a re yo, a shi la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo. Hey, hey, she, ah, me, me, nu, nu, ah, nu, yo, ta, me, be, hey, pe, wa, yo, nu, me, me, yo, yo, la, hey, re, hey, me, ta, re, wa, me, be, yo, hey, hey, ah, nu, ah, me, hey, yo, da, me, be, me, nu, ko, ah, yo, ah, hey, be, wa, re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names from the Sadikin using the same method. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta ka he ha yo hanu da. La he wa he me a, yo ta la me re he, he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he, he he wa. Nu yo he, he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re, yo yo wa le he he, ka a ko me nu da, anu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za, he shi he me ka ha, wa wa la yo yo he, sa a la a re yo, a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me, nu he a, nu wa ta, me la he pe a yo, nu ko me yo re la, he be he me za re, wa he be yo a he, a la wa me za yo, da he be me ka ko, a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. The Sadikim who left this day, the ninth day of Nisan, Rabbi Yosef, Yoska, Han Nagolin ben Pinchas, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Yalish of Dino, Rabbi Aryele ben Rabbi Binyamin Benish Levine, Rabbi Chaim Meir Hager, and as is our normal practice on Sunday, the first day of the week, since we do not normally have a class in the evening on Sunday, we are connecting to the Sadikin for Sunday as well, that starts this evening. Miriam Hanavia, Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Moshe and Aaron, Rabbi Chaim of Sons, Rabbi Bezalel HaKohen, Rabbi Shalom Mashash. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper. Come on, Father. The class today is continuing our preparation for the Passover, and especially the Passover Seder. You can find the handout on the unique astrological times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage, or if you're on a mobile device, at the bottom of the page generally. When you open up this unique astrological times page, scroll down to, I believe it's where it says preparation for the spring holidays. The first link under that is rather long. It's preparation for the holidays of Purim, Pesach, the Omer, and Shavuot. When you open up that link, scroll down to where it says Kabbalistic Preparation for the Spring and Summer Holidays, Class 6. That is where we start our handout today. Why were the children of Israel redeemed from Egypt? Many mitzvot, among them Shabbat, Pesach, Tefillin, are intertwined with the Exodus from Egypt, even the Esser Dibrot, the Ten Utterances. We see that Pesach is intertwined with the Exodus. The question is why? The answers, without a lot of commentary, because there is a lot of commentary to answer this question. The Torah stresses the Exodus so much because through its great miracles, fundamental matters of Jewish faith became clear for all time. As it is written, Israel saw the great hand that Hashem inflicted upon Egypt, and they had faith in Hashem and in Moshe, his servant. Another explanation. The Exodus also demonstrated the concept of hashkacha. Typically, it's added hashkacha prati. This is Hashem's awareness of and involvement in all that transpires in the physical world on this earth. As the Torah states, so that you will know that I am Hashem in the midst of the land. For these lessons alone, the Exodus would have been worthwhile. However, the Torah makes clear another explanation, that the Exodus served yet another crucial purpose, one which surpassed even those which we have already mentioned. The third answer is the primary goal of the Exodus was that it would serve as a prelude to the giving of the Torah at Sinai. Hashem said to Moshe, when you take the people out of Egypt, you will serve Hashem on this mountain. Pesach is time dependent. Women are not bound by time dependent mitzvot due to child rearing. And here are some interesting comments that need to be addressed. Since the Paschal Lamb is a mitzvah for men, for women, and for children, the Talmud teaches, through what deeds do women merit eternal life? Through bringing their children to the synagogue to learn scripture, through sending their husbands to the study hall to learn, and for waiting for their husbands until they come home from the study hall. The obvious question is, why not credit women for the many mitzvot which they do that are unrelated to Torah study? As the Chofetz Chaim makes clear in the following segment, there is a degree of spiritual reward that can be attained only through the merit of Torah study. Additionally, notes Rabbi Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, our sages teach that to merit Tehillat HaMetim, the revival of the dead, the resurrection of the dead, Torah study is a must. As the Talmud states, the merit to come alive again will come from the dew of Torah. Only Torah study has this life-giving quality. Pesach and the Haggadah are Torah study. This is why women are bound to the mitzvah of the Seder. There is much to learn from this. Yet what we have time for is to realize that the word women does not refer to women. It refers to anyone who is limited to a small desire to receive. We learn this from the explanation regarding the morning blessing. Do not make me a woman, which is what men say, and women say, make me according to your will. Here is a short course on what to do to prepare for Passover. Start early and clean the house, underneath the furniture, the closets, the drawers, the clothes, the car, the garage, the yard, book bags, refrigerator, pantries, stoves, ovens, microwaves, storage, freezers, and offices. It is best to do your own work of cleansing. As you clean, meditate that you are cleansing your own physical body of chametz, of your ego. Number two, make sure you throw out just about all foods and only bring to your house a few days before Passover foods that are kosher for Passover. You can get rid or sell all of your breads, cakes, crackers, cookies, flours, candies, liquor, beer, and any product with grain or lanolin. Excuse me. The pollen count in Atlanta is quite high. If it is a new box or bottle, it may be put aside in a location that is to be sold for Pesach. If it is an open box or a bottle, it is to be thrown away. Number three, it is recommended to use new pots and pans, dishes and silverware, or boil in hot water the old used ones. This is called kashering for Pesach. Items made from plastic or pottery cannot be kashered for Pesach. Metal items must be kosherized under fire. Most synagogues provide blowtorches for this purpose. Many people keep two separate sets of dishes and pots and pans for Pesach so that they do not constantly buy new ones each year. Number four. The night before Pesach, it is recommended that you do the bidikah, or the inspection, by making 10 small pieces of bread and spread them around the house. And take a candle and a wooden spoon and search for other chametz, or breads, or crumbs of bread. Make sure you do the blessings. See the front pages of the Passover Siddur for the blessings involved in the bidikah. The feather candle and wooden spoon are available at all Jewish bookstores prior to Pesach. On our first days of Nisan page, when we get to the 14th, the evening of the 13th or 14th day, you have all of the information that you will need to do the Bedika. And then the morning of the 14th, you have the blessing that you need to recite before Passover, before the Seder, having to do with mind over matter and declaring any chametz that you had not cleaned void, null, and not there. That is number 5 on this page. Number 6. Use the rest of the day to prepare for the Seder night, which consists of partaking from the Keara, the Passover plate, with the 7 items, the 4 cups of wine, the meal, the reading of the Haggadah, and the telling the story of coming out of Egypt. And we will discuss below in this page what the KRI is all about. The Seder, or the order of the night, has 15 steps that must be followed according to the order in the Haggadah. Make sure you have enough Haggadot for all participants. The Seder is repeated for people who live outside Israel the second night. Number 8. The first 2 days of Passover are holidays where we can only cook and carry, but otherwise are like Shabbat. But if one of the first 2 days falls on Shabbat, we are not allowed to cook or carry either. The rest of the days are semi-holidays. We can do almost anything except work. Beginning with the second night, we start counting the Omer. The 9th day, the last day of Passover, the 7th day of Passover, and also on the 8th day, which this year is the second Shabbat of Passover, is a holiday. The night before is when the Jews actually crossed the Yam Suf, eliminating, separating the limitations that they have created for themselves, that we have created for ourselves during this past year. And some commemorate that by putting a pail of water in the middle of the room and circling it and reciting the Az Yashir, the song of the sea that is found in any prayer book. And we will discuss more of this in this handout today. Number 10, the holiday is over after the 8th day, after the stars come out. And you can use the chametz that you sold to a non-Jew only after you have purchased it back. Part of the contract is the price of purchasing it back. More on Pesach, Matzah, and Chametz. Before we go into the Seder itself, let us take a look at the meaning concealed in the word Pesach, in the word Matzah, and in the word Chametz. Pesach is spelled Pe-Samech-Chet. As a shoresh or a root, these three letters mean to pass over or to skip over. That is why the word is usually translated as Passover. It is taught that Hashem passed over the Israelite homes during the 10th plague in Egypt, the killing of the firstborn. But if we permutate this word, the two-letter shorish, chet pei, an Aramaic root, means innocent or pure. Was there a question? Another two-letter root, which is an Aramaic root, pei and samach, means to strip, to stripe, to end, to cease. A third two-letter root, samach pei, threshold, sill, bowl, sword, and rapier. Het samach, a two-letter Aramaic root, to pity, to spare. And pechet, to blow or breathe. From the above, you see that one meaning of Pesach is a mouth that speaks. This is the idea behind the Agadah, which is the telling of the story. Of course, there is much more to the telling of the story of the redemption than its simple surface meaning, as we will discover when we get to the section of the Magid in the 15 steps. Pesach actually connects to Rosh Hashanah. As we know from our email of the 25th of Adar, Pesach in Nisan represents creation in potential, and Rosh Hashanah represents creation of Adam as the actual creation. Rosh Hashanah has the gematria of 861, while Pesach has the gematria of 148. The difference is 713. 713 is the value of the word teshuvah. How do you return to your potential? The question is being asked in our handout, what is teshuvah? The return to Hashem. When we do teshuvah, we are returning Rosh Hashanah back to Pesach. We are going back to the future, as discussed in our class of teshuvah. Now let us look at the word matzah. We all think we know about matzah. Yet did you know that the word is spelled matzot, mem tzadi vav taf, in the Tanakh? This is the exact spelling of the word mitzvot as well. They are just using different vowels. So when we eat matzot, we are eating mitzvot as well. Of course, we are doing one mitzvah by eating matzah or matzot, but actually we can see this is as eating all of the mitzvot. This is one reason that Pesach is such an important holiday. The Torah calls Pesach Chag HaMatzot, the holiday of matzot. The word HaMatzot has the letters He, Mem, Tzadi, Vav, and Taf. These add up to 541, which is the value of the word Yisrael. When we are eating HaMatzot, the matzot, we are connecting our souls to the concept, to the nation of Israel. This is but one reason that we seem to feel something so special about this simple food. reflects the essence of Israel. It connects us to Israel. As we are taught earlier in our preparation, matzah can only be cooked for a maximum of 18 minutes. And as 18, the word chai, life. So eating matzah is a path to life. This we know is true, since this month of Nisan is all about wars and battles. And when we win the war against our desire for oneself alone, we gain life. 18 minutes consists of 1,080 seconds. The B'nai Yisachar teaches that 1,080 is a special number, since it is 5 times 216. 216 is the gematria of Yevorah. It is also the number of letters in the 72 names of God. 1,080 is also 72 times 15. 15 represents the upper world metaphor of Yud-Heh. The steps in the Seder are 15. 72 is the gematria of the spelling out of the Hashem's name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, in the frame of Chesed. Chesed is the overall aspect of Pesach. The overall frame of 72 is Chokmah, which is wisdom, which is the overall aspect of Pesach. We see this when we realize that Nisan represents a period of war and blood, which is judgment. And then we are given this free light of Pesach, which comes without any bread of shame. The holiday of Pesach is a period of time, Chesed, taken outside of the frame of judgment. Chesed is the overall aspect of Pesach. It is a free gift, as we see this idea expressed in the 1,080 seconds that it takes to fire the Pesach. There is chesed in allowing us to learn 30 days times 24 hours, or 720, 10 times the chesed, hours before Pesach. There is chesed to feed us the omer, the barley after Pesach, since the B'nai Yisachar points out the word omer, spelled out, Ayin, Yud, Nun, Mem, Mem, and Resh, Yud, Nun, adds up to 720. Or 10 times Chesed. Pesach is the beginning of a year-long cycle, perhaps coming from the Hebrew word sechel, meaning knowledge, sechel, sechel. Perhaps also leading to the words school and skill, and related to the word shekel, meaning weight, that extends through the counting of the Omer for 49 days, beginning on the second Seder to Shavuot, the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai, and then a few months later to Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeret, followed by Hanukkah and Purim. The Seder of the year's upcoming spiritual destinations should also be acknowledged and discussed at the Seder, the Pesach Seder. There is more, of course, connecting these spiritual destinations through matzah. According to the Malbim, a brilliant rabbi from the early 1800s, who wrote a famous commentary on the Torah, there are 190 days from Erev Pesach to Shmini Atzeret. The number 190 represents the value of the world kiss, which means end. Our sages say that the 400 years exile that was shown to Abraham was cut short by 190 years. What is so special about this concept of 190, of this kiss, cutting the decree in relation to the Seder? The B'nai Yisachar points out the following. The word matzah spelled out mem mem, sadi, and hey equals 190. Ketz is a code word for death because it is the end, but the end of this life, this body, until the resurrection. Matzah, as we will see when we review the Seder, is an antidote for death. Matzah then, to its inner core, has still another dimension, a cutting off of all past negativity. As we eat matzah during the Seder, we should chew slowly and have this cutting off in mind. It literally cuts us off from our past, from our mistakes. The matzah even overwhelms the four questions in importance. How? The four questions, the famous four questions, appear at the beginning of the fifth or the 15th sections of the Seder. The fifth section is called Magid, which means the telling, hence the word Haggadah, of the story of the liberation. These four questions contain, in total, 49 words, which is an allusion to the 49 days of counting the Omer, from Pesach to Shavuot. Questioning is a key aspect of the Seder. Questions are the key aspect of wisdom. In fact, the word chachma can be broken into two words, koach ma, the power of a ma, the power of a question. Further, the value of the word chachma is 73. If we add one at a time, 1 + 2 + 3, up to 73. It equals, according to Rav Cutler from Monsi, the value of the first sentence in the Torah with its 28 letters. That value is 2801. The verse, Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz. In a beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. And do not make the mistake to see that the earth is in a singular, because it actually means the heavens and the earth. Chachma is derived from and evidenced by the very first sentence of the Torah. The Torah is written in wisdom. All related, always, that first verse is so important to understand its wisdom. One might think then that the Haggadah would begin the Magid section with the four questions, since questioning is related to creating a new state of knowledge. These four questions, however, are not the first part of Magid. The author of the Seder, we are not sure who it was, thought differently. The first part belongs to the paragraph called Halachma, which means the bread of affliction. This first section in the Magid section has just like the first sentence in the Torah, 28 letters, 28 words. The matzah then again takes top precedence of the evening, even before the four questions, the four sons, and the four cups of wine. By the way, we will discuss the number four in the Seder below as well. Yet it also alludes to the first sentence in the Torah. Through the 28 letters, there are the 28 words here in the Magid section. We are told by our sages that Eliyahu Hanavi comes to each house, and we made a special cup of wine for him and opened the door for him. The word ha is made up of the first letters in Eliyahu Hanavi, Aleph and He, giving us pause that perhaps he is the author of the Haggadah, since Eliyahu will announce Mashiach from the house of David, the author of Tehillim, from Psalms. It stands to reason that the first and last letters in the Sefer Tehillim are also Aleph and He, forming the word Ha, Eliyahu Hanavi. As we eat the matzah, we also might want to consider that matzah, value 135, plus Israel, value 541, add up together to 676, which is the value of 26. Times 26. Hashem doubles, Hashem times himself. King David writes in his Psalms that many evils befall a righteous person. The word evils, royot, has a value of 676, matzah plus Israel. Together they offset the royot, the evils. This is the true purpose of the Seder, putting positivity into our life and removing the evils, the negative and chaos from our lives. From this, our sages put the name of Hashem 26 times into the Shemona Esra. What can we learn from this? We can carry the power of the Seder and the combination of our nation and our bread all the years in our prayers to offset the evils that exist. The ability to minimize the arrogance and the negativity and the falseness of Chametz the rest of the year can, if we utilize the Seder in our davening properly, be fought with a new awareness of the weapons at our disposal that we gain during this night. Chametz. Chametz spelled backwards is the word samach, which translates as sprouting and growing. Therefore, chametz, even as it has the concept of yeast, which is sprouting and growing or expanding, actually means the opposite of growth. Again, we see the power in studying the Hebrew letters and words. Here is another teaching about chametz from Rabbi David Seidenberg, one of my friends from many years, friends who have davened together in a very unusual minyan called the Shtibel Minyan, composed of rabbinical students from the Reform movement and rabbinical students from the conservative movement. waking up the chametz or the chometz during the rest of the year, any time that a non-kosher item gets into kosher food, if its volume is less than 1/160th of what it goes into, and it gets thoroughly mixed in, it is thought of as a vanishing completely. The principle is called Batel Bashishim. By the same token, if a piece of pork fell into a stew, if you fish out the stew, if you fish it out, the pork, is the stew still good to eat? In both cases, the law only applies if what happened was a mistake. B'diavad, you are not supposed to accidentally, on purpose, drop a piece of pork in to add a little flavor. The halakha does not support that kind of mistake. During Pesach, we are stricter about chametz than in any other time of the year. One manifestation of this fact that we're stricter about chametz than about any other kosher law is that chametz is not batel bashishim. Chametz, unlike any other tray food, milk that gets mixed with meat or pork, ruins anything it falls into, no matter how small an amount falls in, no matter if it was a mistake or not. But that rule only applies during Passover. So what happens if chametz goes into anything before Passover, and it vanished because it was less than 1/160th? Less than 1/60. When Passover comes around, can that food be eaten? The answer is debated. Some say yes for chametz that was liquid, and no for chametz that was solid. The idea that guides this practice is that any piece of chametz that is not dissolved comes back and wakes up. In Hebrew, chozer v'ne'or, here is a spiritual lesson that one can glean from this. On Pesach, we hope to reach a higher spiritual level, one which is more in touch with what is essential, more humble, like matzah. That's another meaning of the word chozer. Chozer, which is also used as a synonym for turning, for teshuvah, for repentance. But sometimes when we reach a higher spiritual level, minor character flaws, things which wouldn't be considered important in the average person's life, can suddenly become great obstacles. For instance, white lies or the kind of slight exaggeration that might happen in business dealings may seem normal and even gracious. But when you are striving for a very high level of honesty, these things might bring you down. At that level, something that might look like an honest mistake can still harm, because it comes from a lack of awareness and intention. This is like the chametz. When we ascend the shmutz, the dirt we carry inside us, and the habits we have learned to ignore can come back and wake up and become large obstacles. How can a person fight that which it happens? How can a person fight that when it happens? Perhaps by becoming more fluid, liquid, less fixed on a particular idea of who you are, less focused on our egos. In other words, by reaching again just a bit higher. And of course, it's a never-ending cycle. As Rabbi Nachman and many others have taught, there is no standing still on the spiritual plane. If you're not growing, then you're falling. If you're not growing, then you're regressing. This problem I personally know from experience. Both Hanoch and Rabbi David Seitenberg. The solution, pun intended, can be a bit more elusive. In any case, I wish everyone a chance to get in touch with their inner chametz and to transform themselves so that the schmutz falls away and disappears. And I am saying from my personal experience, realizing that the days of Pesach are a different dimension does help in becoming more fluid. It does help in realizing that what has become habit needs to be brought back to conscious awareness and make a decision to change it so that you can stay in that new dimension, that higher state of consciousness, all year, and not just at Pesach. We will stop our class here. We will continue with the next lesson from Rabbi Gershon Winkler and our 3 o'clock class. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow, we have our connection go ahead.
I wanted to ask you about what happens if you can't, you don't have enough money to have two sets of pots and pans and flatware for the holidays. And sometimes you've had a few incidents where a few incidents where dairy was put into a meat pot or meat was put into a dairy pot, a flatware. Does that make a problem for the pot or the flatware?
Yes, but it's solved, as we said earlier, it's solved by fire. You have to re-kosher it through fire. That's why many, if not all of synagogues, conservative and Orthodox, provide a day where any of their members or any of the community outside of their membership can bring their pots and pans to be koshered through fire. They do this with a torch. You can do it with an acetylene torch, with a propane torch, many different ways of doing it. A lot of people do not have the money to buy two sets of pots. Are you listening or are you talking? Many people do not have the money to buy two sets of pots and pans. They don't have eight sets of dishes as many of the Orthodox do. But they do this through the pattern of paper plates. You can't have a paper pot. We know that. It has to be koshered through fire. Find out, call your local synagogues, find out when they're doing it. You'll be allowed to do your pots and pans that way.
Does that take the finish off? Because I tried to do that with a torch one day to some flatware, and it took the finish off. Wasn't reusable.
If if it takes the finish off, it means that that was plated and not solid.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Okay. All righty. That tells me.
Are there any other questions? Classes tomorrow, we will again connect to the Aries rituals, recommended ritual to control the various months of the year. Tomorrow will be the month of Tevet. That's at 7 a.m. West Coast time. And then our 4:30 class will continue our study of the Parasha of Noach from the Zohar for section 32. And our 7 o'clock class will continue our preparations for Passover. Are there any other questions? I bid you all shalom. Much shalom gadol. A big amount of peace in your life. Serenity, happiness, joy, all the good things. Kol tov to all. Shalom to all. Shalom.
Shalom.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom. Back to work.
Back to cleansing, Baruch Hashem.